You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, this is the spoken edition of Wired.
Remembering Ursula Le Guin, Imaginer of Difficult Worlds by Jason Cahey. Ursula Le Guin imagined the future for a living, but her most prescient statement may have come in a speech. "I think hard times are coming," the writer said at the National Book Awards in November 2014, "when we will be wanting the voices of writers who can see alternatives to how we live now and can see through our fear-stricken society and its obsessive technologies to other ways of being and even imagine some real grounds for hope." 3 years and change, that's maybe not so long ago, counting the calendar pages, but counting the cultural shifts, the technological advancements, the political upheavals, eons. And that's how you know Le Guin's a genius. In a moment of calm when the mood was complacent, she paused, looked out of her crystal ball eyes, and saw, just there on the horizon, the gathering storm. And that was always her gift. Le Guin, who died Tuesday at the age of 88, had the sight. Perhaps you know her Earthsea books. The first one, A Wizard of Earthsea, was published in 1968. It's the story of a boy wizard who trains at a school for magic and vanquishes an evil he helped create, that threatens the land. 30 years later, when J.K. Rowling wouldn't name Le Guin as an influence, fans filled in the blank. "Le Guin did it first," we yelled. She created the tropes. It wasn't just the proto-Potters. Le Guin played with gender. Her heroes weren't always white. She lived, as great fantasists do, up to the promise of the genre. The fiction we now call speculative derives its power from freedom. Freedom from the present, from its norms, its oppressions. Le Guin exploited that freedom and made it her ultimate theme. Listen to the full speech if you haven't already. It's about the most viral thing to ever come out of a literary ceremony. She talks about integrity. She makes jokes. In my favorite moment, she invokes a cliché. "I really don't want to watch American literature get sold down the river." Watch how she says it, punctuating each word. It's not a cliché anymore. It's like she's invented the phrase. Hey, maybe she did. With Ursula Le Guin, you only ever got true, startling originality.